It could be something of a milestone in the fight among environmental activists, anyway, against fracking. Fracking, of course, is a method by which millions of gallons of chemically treated water and sand are forced underground, breaking up the rock and allowing natural gas to flow out and be collected. But the Environmental Protection Agency has, for the first time, connected natural gas and oil drilling technique of fracking to contaminated drinking water. The EPA says those chemicals used in fracking have turned up in groundwater beneath a small town in Wyoming called Pavilion. It's located on an Indian reservation. And for years there, residents have said their water tasted like chemicals. And last year, health officials said, don't drink it. Here's Pavilion resident John Fenton speaking to Wyoming Public Radio about this new EPA announcement.
For years, we've been told that there's no scientific data, there's no studies or no scientific work that's been done to back up the suspicions and the worries that we've had. And, you know, here's a whole bunch of work done by not just one person, but a number of scientists throughout EPA, and it all seems to be pointing towards this conclusion.
Joining us now, Tristan Ottone, reporter for Wyoming Public Radio, who's been covering this story. Good morning, Tristan.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
One has to wonder if we're now going to see a large number of lawsuits coming out of Pavilion.
Yeah, litigation is a definite possibility after this report, although, to be fair, this is just kind of a first step, not a final step. Since the draft report, it needs to be reviewed and finalized. So litigation may be coming down the line after the final report is put out, but then obviously with litigation, there's a number of problems that could be coming with that too. So I think for the town of Pavilion, you've got quite a long time down to look before anything happens in terms of litigation or in terms of remediation or cleanup.
So how are our residents getting most of their water? I understand that the EPA found low-level hydrocarbons in the well water. So where's the water coming from?
Well, for a while now in Canada, the gas operator out there actually has been paying for truckloads of bottled water to go out there for cooking and drinking. Everybody still has to shower in what's coming out of the ground, but right now they're getting it bottled.
And you said we're not quite at the next step, but if the draft finding gets finalized, then what is the next step?
Well, again, that's a good question. Residents are looking at litigation possibly, but once they go that route, then obviously they need to figure out who's responsible for that contamination. So in Canada, the current gas operator out there, but there have been a number of operators over the last decade or two. So trying to track down who's actually responsible over the last 20 years or so is going to be a whole another range of problems for them to work with.
We're speaking with Tristan Ottone, a reporter for Wyoming Public Radio. At this point, the residents there at least have the, relief or satisfaction that what they long suspected was the case?
I wouldn't quite call it satisfaction, but I think the word that Pavilion residents use was vindication for what they feel. So right now that's the word that they're using, and they feel good about that, but we'll have to, again, wait and see for that final draft in February or March to come out.
In February or March, and look for some lawsuits to be filed shortly thereafter. Tristan Ottone, reporter for Wyoming Public Radio, he's talking about the Environmental Protection Agency, who's issued a new report saying that, in fact, fracking beneath a small town in Wyoming called Pavilion has contributed to contaminated drinking water there. Thank you so much, Tristan.
Thank you.